and the pseudo-religious outfits that claim to be true Christians. We're not looking at that, you know. If we looked at that, we'd say Christians are skunks and devils and rats and everything. Now, American society breeds. An American society breeds an anti-human mentality. So you want to know who is the Antichrist? Christian mentality is the Antichrist. Operating in us, but it's not operating on a level of consciousness. If it would operate on a level of consciousness, majority of us would go crazy. We couldn't stand what we see. It'd be too much for us. Our morality is not on a conscious level. Our morality is operating on a subconscious level. And only when conditions get real, real, real bad, we say, hell, I ain't gonna take no more of this temptation. And you say, hey, I can't take no more. And it creates such a pressure on your conscious mind, you have to yield to the pressure from the dormant mind, and you say, I can't take no more of this. And get out there and get your pistol and start killing people. Now go and blow your own brains out. They're doing it all the time. Yeah. They get a pistol and start killing people and they blow their own brains out. Go take up a bank. Yeah. But they say the communist is the left. Simply because left in the Bible context refers to the thing. And right refers to the intellectual urge or instinct. So they say America, the West is the right, meaning that they promote the intellectual urge. And the communists have taken up the job of defending the moral urge in man. But both of them are playing games. Both hands are the hands of Satan. Satan's left hand and his right. Oh, he said he was American. Said he was patriotic. I'm going to tell. I bet the CIA don't know about this. I think I got something today. Ma'am said something now. I think I really got something today. Don't tell me, ma'am said Western society, America, is the right hand of the devil. He's Khomeini. He's just like that in madman. He's another Khomeini. Okay, you go on back. And when you tell them that, they're gonna say to themselves, not to you, fool. You would have been much better off if you had kept it to yourself and benefited from what he was telling you. Yes, the West represents or is the fulfillment of that figure in Scripture called the Prince of the Air. Prince of the Air. And if being with that is in the West makes me an Iranian. But it, let me tell you, my nose is sharp, my nose is keen, my hair is straight, my face is pale, I'm Iranian. Hey, you know that ain't true. That's the truth. That's the fact. You may say, well, why can you not still want to uphold the life of America? Why are you still fighting for America? Because there is not only Satan in America, there's also the innocent in America. Should I say just because a conspiracy was played on the West to corrupt that people for? Should I say then I see a conspiracy that they were designed? No, I should be against the design, not against America. And I should support the excellence of America. America have an excellence too. The excellence is its noble human aspiration. That we read in the preambles of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and in and much of the language or body of the Constitution. How come now there is at least a recognition on the law book for equality, equality of opportunity, human rights? Is there because there was already inherent in the Constitution itself support for the advancement of the excellence of every man and woman in this country, from the native of this country? So should I ignore that just because I know Satan has designs on the country? No. I should go to England first. It was there before it was here. That's right. At least America made an improvement. We can see that right in the flag. Yes. America's flag is more religious than the British flag. The British flag has got a cross. Not even a cross, an X. Looks very much like the flag of the 13 states. Right? Yes. An X. Like that. Look like a dead X to me. Yes, got an X turned on its side. And it's red, white, and blue, too. But its blue is light blue. Not dark, not a red dark blue like our flag. We call the American flag his flag. Well, you bet your life is my flag, man. I ain't no Chinese. Until I design a better one. Now, in the British flag, there's a lighter blue. And we know baby blue is light blue. Right? Yes, baby blue is light blue. So that should tell you something. That should tell you that England is more deceitful than America. Who brought you over here in the first place? Wasn't it Joe Hawkins and his brother? from England, huh? Yeah, that's the boy. Those boys. They brought you over here from your native continent? In slave ships. And let you out here and trusted your life to thieves, murderers, degenerates that had just been let out of prison. Many of them had such criminal mentality that actually they were psychotic. And they were not safe to be trusted loose in the world. So they put them on boats and sent them to the wilderness of North America. Now, those are the people that were turned loose on you. I'm not saying all of them. We know good, brilliant, educated Christians, well brought up Christians, they came too. But in most cases, wherein we read the events in the history of America, those good Christians were not in control of the government. It was those criminals who were in control of the government. Yes. They were sitting on the bench when you came before the court. Yes. They were the sheriff. They locked you up and they took you before the bench, and one of them was sitting on the bench. White gun? White gun? What's your name, boy? And we wonder how can they treat us like that? Well, the sucker was psychotic. He just lit out of a dungeon himself. They let him out of the dungeon and put him on the boat. See, if you can make it in the wilderness, you're free. Yeah, that's the truth. And then told him that his savior was a white man and he was the son of God. You're not like that, being told that his savior is a white man, the only begotten son of God. You think that over while I go on to the next one. Thank you. I think we can go on now. We don't have to talk about Christian mentality anymore, do we? We've experienced it enough to not even talk about it at all. What I mean by Christian mentality, I mean the prevailing mind in Christian society. That's what I mean by that. The tendencies in that mental makeup. All right, let's come back. Now go on. We say we want to look back at ourselves and ask the question, what is Alice Lam? Alice Lam is a religion that demands nothing of a righteousness, honesty, justice, and good. It does not require of him any double standards. This religion don't ask of us to work games. We can't be a secret order conspiring against society. We can't even secretly to advance our good. For the Quran tells us that daily I'm a messenger sent openly, plain and openly, to speak and teach plain and in the open. Prophet Muhammad was not sent to conspire. What he did was out in the open. And he fought for the right to establish it. That's right. And the book tells us, this is the book, and it is no deceit, no deception, no crookedness. A guide to those who want to go free. Not no false, not no two-path walking people, no sidewinders. No, we can't play these Jacobite games and call ourselves Muslims, working in a secret conspiracy. Whatever we have of good, we have to preach it openly and plainly. We can't hide what we're doing. We have to let the world know what we're doing. And if we fight an injustice, we have to come out boldly and openly into society and fight that injustice. We can't conspire in secrecy. No, indeed. In fact, Prophet Muhammad would tell them in advance, I'm coming. Now we'll see who is the greatest. Your forces are our God, Allah. Say, I'm on the way now. You shape up or you're going to get your fanny whipped today. You sit back and scheme and plot and conspire against them and send spies in to corrupt them all other people. Or to get goods against them and pressure them into obeying or giving in to his demands. No, he didn't do no dust and stuff like that. And if you understand the New Testament, the CIA is unchristian-like. The FBI is unchristian-like. All of these secret spying organizations are unchristian. They're not Christian organizations. They're unchristian. A real honorable society would trust the goodness in people and would have to pay all these millions of dollars in tax money to spy on the lives of the people. They would trust the goodness in people, and they would take back the forces, and the goodness would have a chance to grow. Don't you know the most occupied quarters of the American public is our own people's quarters? I mean by law enforcement. You see more police patrol cars, more policemen in our streets than you see anywhere else. And you find more crime in our quarters than anywhere else, right? Don't you know they know the psychology? If you want to make people criminals, just treat them like they're criminals, and they'll become criminals. And this ain't nothing new. This is no new revelation. I'm not saying something they don't know. Don't that psychologist say that if a parent want to bring out the best in the child, they have to show the child they have faith in him, have to show the child they trust the child? You can't be snooping on the child and spying on the child and making the child think that you think it's a devil. You got to make that child think, and you should think, that you trust its intelligence, you trust its moral goodness. And in doing that, you build confidence in that child itself. In policing and over-policing our neighborhoods, they have raised the level of crime. They have been the ones responsible for proliferating crime by over-policing our neighborhoods. You say, well, why they do that? That's a means of oppression. That's a means for oppressing the people. Now go on back and tell them that. I hope you do. I wish I could tell them. In fact, tell them to give me an audience. I won't tell them all of it. Continue. Looking back at ourselves, we ask, what is Al-Islam? Well, we know Al-Islam is a religion. It's a religion, as Prophet Muhammad said, peace and blessings be upon him, built on five basic foundations, or five basic pillars, structures. And we know them, the open and free declaration of faith in one and one God alone, and faith in His the Lamb. That's number one, isn't it? Number two, prayer for that God and that God alone. Charity, fasting, and pilgrimage that demonstrate the universal concept of man. The universality of this religion. We know those five pillars. And we know that the Muslim is required to be a person of faith. As we thought when we began, we said that the Prophet is a believer. And the Muslims are believers after the Prophet. Believing in the book, believing in the Prophet, pardon me, in the book, in the angel. No, it's very essential. It's basic. Believe in the angels. Believe in the day of judgment. Believe in the ordinance of God operating to give us the benefit of our actions, our deeds, our conscience, our deeds, etc. Right? These are the beliefs. So we have just in a few minutes, in a few minutes just about, we've gone over the basic beliefs and pillars of action in this religion, or pillars of Muslim life in this religion. But isn't there more? Yes. Just as Christianity has a principle, our religion has a principle. Our principle is also a strategy. The principle that I just told you about in Christianity was a strategy. It's a strategy for stimulating the individual to more and more goodness. All right. In our religion, there is also a strategy. But that strategy is not simply a moral strategy, or simply a spiritual strategy. That strategy is a social strategy. It's not a hidden thing. It's expressed in the teachings of this religion, in the basic fundamental teachings of this religion. Nevertheless, it is a strategy. Now, I can't go over that today. It takes too long. But this is the thing I want to say to you, that our strategy, too, is one of purity. In fact, purer than the Christian strategy. Because the Christian strategy is corrupt without them being able to see it. The strategy that we have is truly a pure strategy. What is that strategy? That strategy is to motivate man into his full human potential. Not just spirituality, not just morality. Our strategy is to motivate, a social strategy, for motivating the human individual into the full human potential. It stops short of nothing that is right for the human being. That's ours. All right? Prophet Muhammad, what did he say? When he came to Medina after suffering abuses, exile and abuses, what did he say to his people after they got a little rest? He said to them in Medina, no more Exodus. From now on, only sincerity and jihad. So that tells us that the major factors in our strategy, or the major elements in our strategy, is not willful suffering. We are not the lambs and sheep of this world, buddy. No, indeed. No. Nevertheless, that is something that's allowed to Muslims. For God says, my earth is spacious. If you're persecuted, he says, my earth is spacious. So if you're persecuted here and you can't practice religion here, tell them, okay, you really not going to let us practice our religion here? Well, then find us somewhere else. We're leaving this country. But that's only after it is proven that there is no accommodation here for our righteousness or for our religion. Then we should seek to migrate. Or we can do the more noble thing. We can rise up and return the attack. Yes. But that other option is left over for us. We can get up, we can leave, go somewhere else. This religion asks for jihad. What does that word, holy war? Yes, holy war. It's holy war when I come out here and talk to you all the way I'm talking to you today. That's holy war. I'm fighting the forces of evil with my tongue. But if I have to, I'm so high in the greed of your hand. And what is the least you have? Withdrawing your support from any wrong. Withdrawing your support from any wrong. And letting your silence be a loud outcry that I don't go along with what you're doing. That's right. That's the least of it that you have. The next one is to attack with your tongue. The highest form is to attack with your hand, with your force, physical force. This is al-Islam. Allah tells us in the Quran, I had planned to get out of here, we're 20 minutes over already. Allah tells us in the Quran to not allow the devil, Satan, to deceive us, to get us tricked out of our nature, like he did our father in the garden.
Isn't that what Allah said?
Causing them to come out of their original morality. Now I'm using that language. It says out of their original garments, out of their original clothing. But the Quran, Allah in the Quran tells us what that clothing is. He says the best of clothing is the righteousness. And we know the righteousness of the Muslim in al-Islam is only the excellence of his nature. It ain't no false righteousness. It's the excellence of his nature. You see? So it says, don't allow the Satan, the devil, to trick us out of that original morality like he did our father, Adam. You see? And Eve, as you know the story. You see? Dear beloved brothers and sisters, this religion in the Quran, it goes on to say that this is religion what? Religion that asks of us what? Khalis. Mukhlisina lahuddin. Mukhlisina lahuddin. Purasa. Walau karihal kafirun. Sincere. Pure. Purely and sincerely devoted to obedience to Allah, one Allah. Upright, not deceitful, honorable and clean and straightforward, straight and dignified. Even though the rejecters of faith detest that in us, walau karihal kafirun. Even though the rejecters of faith in God detest that quality in us,
We insist upon being that way.
Mukhlisina, lahuti, being sincere, honest, not having any guile, not having any deceit in us. That's what mukhlis is. Giving religion only to Allah. Obeying religion only for Allah. We don't obey no religion for Joe Blow. For nobody to sit over there and design a religion, write up him a Bible. We don't obey no religion for him. Or for a church that deviates from the principle of Jesus' righteousness. No. Only for Allah. Mukhlisina lahu deen. What did the Prophet say? Ad-deen nasiha. The religion is sincerity. Sincerity. Being honest, true, pure, sincerity. Yes. In the surah, I think it might be chapter 98 and then almost in the end of the Quran, called Al-Bayyinah. Surah Al-Bayyinah. This sincerity, this mukhlas is mentioned. Then we have a chapter in the Quran titled Al-Ikhlas. Same word. Mukhlas is for the person. Ikhlas is the quality that is established in that surah called Al-Ikhlas. How does it read? So we'll know what this sincerity is, what this beauty is. It says, Qul hu Allahu ahad. Say, Allah, he's one only. Not no two, three, a minute. One only. Allahu samad. Allah is eternal. He's not one that was born yesterday. Or born somewhere in Bethlehem. Or 20 miles from Mecca. Whatever they say. Eternal. Lam yalid. Never did he have a baby. Is this plain? Lam yalid. Never did he have a baby. Well, lam yulid. And he never was a baby. This is the mukhlis. This is the religious purity of the Muslim. Lam yalid. Have a baby. You go ask the sheikh. He said, I'm going to see the sheikh. That's not what Yusuf Adam said. Yusuf didn't say he never had a baby. Yusuf Adam 3 says, they'll never be God. Never be God. That means man's changing everything. You just are nitwit nuts. You don't have any sense and you can't respect that God has blessed your own camp with sense. Lam yalid means he never had a baby. Lam yulid means he never was a baby. The baby in Bethlehem. Lam yalid wa lam yulid wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. And there never exists anything equal to him. Never exists anyone, anything equal to him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Not a single, never. Not a single thing, not a single word. No, no, never. This is the meaning of mukhlis in the believer. His mukhlis, his religious purity and sincerity should be that. That's the verse or chapter we go to for the definition of our religious sincerity and purity. Although it's expressed in many places throughout the whole text of the Quran. So if your imam says that the proper way to greet is assalamu alaikum, and I don't care if you hear a million other imams say, Salaam alaikum. So once you say, knowing it, salam alaikum, instead of assalamu alaikum, you have become a nun follower in this community. You don't follow the leader. You're following somebody else. You're following yourself and other people. If I say the name of this religion is Al-Islam, and I told you that's the correct way, and we should say Al-Islam, the moment you consciously, knowingly say Islam, you are not following me, you're following yourself or somebody else. Unless I say, okay, it's okay to say, you'll say, some of you, oh, that's a minor thing. Anytime the leader says it, whatever is minor becomes major. It's no more a minor thing. It's minor only in your mind. You don't know the strategy of the leader. You don't know his strategy. You're not battling for the whole camp. So how can you say that's minor? Maybe Allah has blessed the leader with a strategy for finding out just who's with him and who's not. It ain't no Islam. It's Islam. He makes big thing out of dust. I don't care what he says. Islam. Been saying it all our lives. Other Muslims say it. They say Islam. They don't say no Al-Islam. What is Muslim education? Muslim education is Quranic-based knowledge. Now, if we got a Muslim school and we're talking about we're teaching Muslims, then we should be forming our whole curriculum to agree with Quranic basic knowledge. Then that's Muslim education. We shouldn't come with foreign ideas, foreign plans, foreign philosophies, foreign psychological strategies for operating schools, for getting, for motivating students. We should first look at the Quran and see what it establishes as principles, guidelines for us and our curriculum of education. This is what we've been trying to do, and we have been making great improvements. It doesn't mean that all of us start talking like Arabs. And the students who have desert robes or Nehru jackets and carry miswax and vicar to beads and throw out all the chairs and sit on the floor and read the Quran from wooden stands that's carved somewhere in primitive society. It doesn't mean that. That's nuts, man. This religion puts all of us on an equal footing. It does not bring any program and impose it upon us to re-stamp our inherent nature and personality. No! This religion doesn't go to Ghana and tell the man in Ghana, you have to stop resembling a Ghanaian. You have to resemble a Pakistani. Just pick your Islamic nation that you would like to copy. You know, no, indeed. I'm not to copy the personality of other nationals in this religion. I'm to build on the excellence of my own inheritance as a people. Whatever good is in my race, I'm to build upon that good. I'm to build upon that good until I have my own distinct ethnic or cultural personality. That people can readily see that I have an inheritance. I have an inheritance from my race, from my ancestors, that has not been wiped out. Christianity was designed to be a religion that brings the process of acculturation. Acculturation is the process by which your culture is wiped out totally, and a totally, totally new culture is imposed upon you. That's not Al-Islam. Al-Islam respects the history of the people.
their goodness, their deepness, their worth, and their appetite, their taste, their traits, their tendencies, their personality, their temperament. They respect all of that, as long as it's conformed to what the Quran asks of us. Therefore, you see, a Nigerian come from Nigeria, he's not exactly like a Sudanese, is he? That's how come Ellis' mom spread so fast in Africa. Because it didn't go there insulting the dignity of the natives like the Christian men missionaries did. It didn't go there saying that your mannerisms are primitive.
When you laugh like that, why you talk like that? That's primitive. Say the rain in Spain, say the rain in the plain.
And they'll work on that poor native over there until he can say, the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. If you want to say what's happening, man, what's wrong with that? That's good language. What's happening, man? In fact, he could have been born in Arabia and talk like that. Because they say, yeah, Rajul Mali.
What's happening, man?
It's just different language. They say the same thing. Yeah, that's Mally. Little man, what's happening? Yeah, they say it over there. You know, say, what did he say? What did he say? Came in the Kutbah. He came in the Jummah. Did you hear him? He came in the Jummah. He said to the brother, he said, what's happening there? You're corrupt. You're corrupt. You're bringing the pagan culture into the Masjid. You don't say what's happening, man. That's a pagan culture. Now, where are we going to get if we have unintelligent leaders? Nowhere. We have to have intelligent leaders. Leaders who can stand up.